The 6BR Summer Breakfast Finance Report.
Good morning to you, Sarah Wells. What's happening in our markets?
Good morning, Mark. Look, stocks up, dollar down, and US inflation data surges. US inflation has hit a 40-year high and is expected to continue to stay well above the Fed Reserve's target this year, further suggesting a March rate hike. Now, in response to this news, the greenback did drop to a 2-year low against major currencies. Now, the Fed's little beige book noted that economic activity across the US expanded at a modest pace in the final weeks of 2021. Supporting this, consumer prices lifted 0.5% in December to be up 7% on the year, the highest result since June 1982. The markets edged higher on Wednesday. Mega cap tech companies such as Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet and Tesla all lifted in response to this strong consumer news. But Goldman Sachs shares fell by 3.2% ahead of a major bank reporting results due this Friday. At the close of trade, the Dow Jones up 38 points, S&P 500 edged 0.3 and the Nasdaq added 35 points. Over in Europe, the positive territory was held overnight. Stock 600 index rose by 0.7%, with basic resources stocks climbing 3.2% in response to the Chinese stimulus hopes. The German DAX index added 0.4% and the UK FTSE index also gaining 0.8%. In London, trade shares in both Rio and BHP both lifted. Commodities, oil prices at two-month highs and gold up as the dollar weakens. Closer to home in Asia, Hong Kong's main Hang Seng index logged its biggest daily percentage gain in 3 months. Japan Nikkei up 1.9%. Now, not all major central banks are tightening policy, though. In China, a softer-than-expected reading on prices has drawn bets on possible policy easing and stimulus coming into play. After a snapping two-day losing streak, the ASX 200 finished the session on a strong note, up 0.7%. Now, our markets are set for a relatively quiet start to trade and expected to open the day 5 points higher this morning. Now, it could be a good day for mining giants BHP and Rio Tinto after the iron ore price continued to rise. Both of their US-listed shares also performed well overnight. And that's finance.